like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 heads to it of not uniform size.
That's Elaine Daigle. He's investigating a head of broccoli he's about to buy from a local grocer. The average American eats 4.5 pounds of broccoli each year, according to the USDA.
To be honest, it really depends on how you're going to be cooking it. Honestly, none of that really matters when you're cooking broccoli, but it really has to do with the freshness of it.
Daigle likes to buy much of his produce from farmers markets, but it's difficult to find the vegetable on New York stands. That's because the state's heat makes it hard for the crucifer to grow here, says Cornell scientist Thomas Bjorkman.
Broccoli does very nicely when the nights are in the 50s or even into the low 60s. But once you start getting into the mid to high 60s, which is normal in the summertime here, that gets to be problematic.
The broccoli Daigle eyes at the supermarket probably made a 5 or 6 day cross-country trek before arriving in New York. That journey costs thousands of dollars each trip and adds harmful carbon emissions to the atmosphere. In 2010, Cornell University received almost $5 million in grants from government and private industry. That money will go into the science necessary to jumpstart a broccoli industry on the East Coast. Bjorkman and others working on the project are targeting a $100 million harvest by 2016. Miguel Gomez, an economist with the university, says the project will yield fresher broccoli for the East Coast.
Can we produce the same quality at the comparable cost here in the Northeast? And we believe it's possible with the new genetic material that our plant breeders are developing.
He also thinks that an established broccoli industry could be good for the economy.
So it's a more labor-intensive, capital-intensive post-harvest process. So you will have more economic activity generated by broccoli.
That could be welcome news for Virginia, the Hudson Valley, and Lake Ontario regions, where cooler temperatures make growing the plant easier. Beside freshness and controlling pollution, economist Gomez says there's another reason to invest in eastern broccoli. 90% of American-grown broccoli comes from just 3 counties in California. That makes it vulnerable to drastic price hikes if those areas flood or experience a heat wave. But before the broccoli industry can take off, farmers will have to grow it. And some might be put off because broccoli requires icing immediately after harvest to stay fresh. Otherwise, it becomes unmarketable. Eric Hansen participated in a trial harvest of the plant on his farm in Stanley, New York.
We grew old varieties here, and we had them hold up well. Overall, they responded very well.
But Hansen, who normally grows cabbage, had to ice the broccoli by hand. He said he does well enough growing cabbage and can't justify an investment into broccoli and the accompanying ice maker. Professor Bjorkman says that developing heat-tolerant varieties will make it easier for farmers to choose broccoli.
Some people might be familiar with the concept of chilling hours, that it takes so many chilling hours for apple buds to break in the springtime, that sort of thing. The plant actually counts the number of hours under a particular temperature, and what it uses is a developmental cue. In order to get that heat tolerance that we're looking at, you need to either raise that temperature threshold or reduce the number of hours that it needs to count so that it moves ahead.
Bjorkman says his colleagues have identified broccoli strains with a better reaction to New York's heat. But crossbreeding is still unfinished, and there's more to do before commercial seed companies enter into the process. As for the vegetable itself, a study published this year in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry found that a chemical agent in broccoli may reduce the risk of cancers. Just another reason to eat your vegetables. For WRVO News, I'm Adam Wolfe.